To round off the show today, to round it out, our production guys have been incredibly hard at work putting together all the weird bits and the good bits and the bad bits and the strange bits of the show this week. So here it is in a nice little package for you called The Week That Was.
You ready?
Hi, Andrew Reynolds here, Harry and Dana's boss. Well, it's been a big week on the show. Well, not really. They only worked 4 days. But the week started well with an educated take on foreign culture.
What's that French phrase? Por qué no los dos? Why not both? Por
qué no... Isn't that from the taco ad? I think that's Spanish.
I don't think it's French.
Why not both? They go, ba 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 ba.
Anyway, let's... Guys, let's be serious, please.
Of course, it didn't take long for Dana to start threatening Harry.
Oh, you just do wait. Come April.
Whoa!
I'm a bit...
Whoa!
You know, you better not come down to training or I'll tackle you.
Wow.
Then the show started discussing this.
Did you ever think you'd tune into Parafem and hear us talking about dinosaur sex before? Just saying.
I'm pretty sure that's against the broadcasting codes of conduct, guys. Then Dana admitted this.
I didn't know what Cabanossi was.
How do you not know what? Anyway, apparently, according to Dana, Harry is from the past.
It's because you're from the 1840s, but...
maybe. I'm just a little classy. Thank you very much.
Then, still on a roll, she admitted to lying about spotting wildlife.
So, those people who spotted the python left. They kept walking. Some people came up behind me and saw that I was looking at the tree with these binoculars, and they were like, oh, wow, amazing that you're looking at this snake. And they were like, oh, they said to me, how did you spot it? And I was just like... I just saw it through my binoculars.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Can I claim that I spotted it?
No, you can't, but I would have done the same thing too. I would have done the exact same thing.
I would have
pretended I was some sort of bushman and I was like, oh, I just spotted the snake. Yeah, with my Akuba on.
If you would have done it too, then I'm off the hook.
So this is their idea of a weather report.
Sticky sort of weather.
Sticky, icky.
Icky, sticky pool weather.
Okay.
All right, rain it in.
Then Harry admitted this nugget from his childhood.
I only had my sisters to hang out with. And they were like, we're going to play dolls. And I was like, oh, again?
But you definitely obliged, didn't you?
Oh, Harry, that explains so much. Then he shamelessly fishes for compliments from newsreader Jess Rouse.
You look great, Jess. You look really good.
See, he's doing it again.
I'm not doing anything.
I really need to get a sound effect of a fishing reel. I'll just play that every time. That's not a very good fishing reel.
You're not going to say anything about it?
Harry, your new clothes look really
Thank
nice.
You. Thank
it's
you.
Different. I like it.
Yeah. This is Harry's idea of a recommendation for a family movie.
Have you ever seen the movie Striptease?
No,
oh.
But I'm not surprised that you have.
Great family film. Yeah, definitely one to watch with the kids.
Yeah, good one, mate. I'll have to field the complaints from angry parents now, shall I? The guys admitted their job was hard for one reason only.
Let me tell you, doing this job is so hard because we can't swear.
Well, Harry still found a way around it.
I'm like, oh, the effing traffic was this and the effing sand was this and I had to park effing kilometres away.
Well, let's hope next week is better. What do you think, Dana?
Fill it in my waters.
Oh, here we go.
And that's your week that was.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.